Okay, let's begin, and hopefully everyone will come. Okay, so, Rosh Hashanah, we have a couple more shiurim on Shochet, and then we'll go on to the next malacha. But, so today's shiur is a very interesting shiur, because it has to do with like a fundamental concept of how halacha and scientific metzias fit in together. Okay, and does halacha change based on different scientific knowledge, or does it not, or how to, and this is, and it's interesting that it's, the whole discussion revolves around this din of Shochet on Shabbos. So let's see. Hazoi. Says the Mishnah, Shmona Shrotzim Amurim Matorah, Hatzodom Vachovol Baham Chayev. Right, the Shmona Shrotzim that are in Chumash and Vayikra, so if you capture them or you make a bruise in them, then you chayiv, either from Mishum Tzeda or Mishum other malacha of Chavolah. Ushar Shkotzim Ramasal Chovaham Potter, because they don't have skin. But Hatzadu L'tzarach Chayiv Shalom L'tzarach Potter. And in terms of Seder, Rashi says that these things are not normally nitzot, so therefore it's Malach Hashem and Tzuch L'Gufa, and therefore V'chalo L'tzarach would be Chayiv, it would be Potter. Okay. So the discussion here revolves around the sugya on page 2 of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. So the Shar Shkotzim just says that it's potter for choyvo, but if you imamish kill it, then it's an atilus neshama, so then you chayv. Mantana amar v'yirmi rablezahi. Titanya rablezah omer horikina b'shabbos k'horik gomel b'shabbos. Rablezah's shita is that if you kill kina lice on Shabbos, that's like killing a camel, a gomel. Maskim of Yosef, a cattle plea, Rabbanon, and Rablezah, Bikina, they ain't a poor of a rova. So Rabbanon argue and say that, no, that this is with the understanding of spontaneous generation. That the Gemara assumed that lice just spontaneously generate, not through regular eggs, laying an egg, or cohabiting, or something like that. Spontaneous generation. And therefore, the Gemara says, anything that perpetuates itself through spontaneous generation is not in the malacha of Shochet of Netivos Neshama. So, yeah.
I just don't know. I mean, I know, right? Plants, you have like asexual, right? Just like mother to mother, you know, like one. My paro rova, I guess, implies male and female species. You know?
Okay.
So spontaneous. So that's what you have, those three levels. I think it's only plants that have it, right? I don't know about, you know, insects.
So that's the question, whether Horakina B'Shabbos. So the first opinion is Horakina B'Shabbos is Chayev, like Kahorin Gomel. The other opinion is that it's not part of a Rava, so you potter. So that's what the Gemara says.
If it's not part of a Rava, we put it in the category of plants? Or it's just a lumnus in Shechita?
It's a lumnus in...
It sounds like it's a
Chiyos.
The
Chiyos,
the
Tilos
Neshama. So it would be like a plant.
Yeah, I guess
you can't say that it's totally dead. You can't make it a diamond.
Right, you can't make it a diamond. Yeah, like a tzomeach. So that's what the Gemara says. Because you say lemaisa, it moves. It's yeah. You know. So, so it's not. It's
doesn't
not
have the status of a chai. It doesn't have the status of anything else either.
Well, so then you're making a new category. That's a big finish.
Or it just gets knocked down to the lowest category.
Well, he's saying it's not domim. It's not a rock. Right? It moves around. So what is it? Okay, I don't think there's an afkamina whether you call it this, you call it that. It's just like when Mendel Blachman, somebody said, he said, you know, it's an afkamina davon.
There's only some big memory when somebody once clearing up a Venus flytrap. And it eats, you know. Is that a bit of an animal or is it still some
animal? Yeah. So he says, I've kind of plead you. Rabbanan alein Rav Leza el bekina de ina par v'rama. Aval shar shkotzim remosim de par v'radim lo pligi. Shneim lo lamdua ele me'elim. Right? Rav Leza sov ke elim. Ma elim sheish la metinus la shama. Right? There's the rams, the oros elim. Right? They had they killed the elim, aisle, and then they took the ore. And they used it for the mishkan. So ma elim sheish ben netilas shama. Of course, sheish ben netilas shama. So anything that's alive, rabbanu sof ke elim ma elim the par v'ravim. Of course, the par v'ravim. Amal abayi v'kina ina par v'ravim. Mar yoshev kadosh baruch hu v'zon bikarnei re'enim at beit zekinim. Hashem has hashkocha on the. Even the smallest things on the beitzim of the kingdom, they give eggs. So, minhu the mikri, beitz kingdom. So that's the discussion here of he says, "Amar Mar Rashi says, 'Rashi says, 'Kamei says, 'Do b'sechas avar zara, beit zekinim k'sal dar kinim k'tanim k'shayotzim mebeit zeim.'" So then the Gemara says, "If I pair parish the part of Rava, Tanya tzad parish b'shabbos from Lozim b'chayim b'mishum poter, Rashi say that Ariga Haram b'sad kind of plea from Lozim and Elah the bar sover tov sheni v'nitz. That's a little separate din." But a parosh is also a different type of flea, right? So the mice said that it might not be tzeda, but because in the makom sheinu nitzav omid, but it still is a din of harigas, it's par varava. So only din by something that's not par varava, only if l'gabi netilas nesham. So how is this brought down? How is this brought down the halacha? So let's look in the Rambam. On page 6. Okay, we're up to page 6. We're talking about killing lice on Shabbos. Okay. This is a very I'm telling you, this is one of the most fundamental discussions.
Why talk to lice? Because they're an annoyance? Or
no, because the Gemara assumes that they are spontaneously generate themselves. And not through laying eggs or cohabiting or things like that, and anything that spontaneously generates, you don't have a din of
what is spontaneously generated? Yesh me'ayin or
yeah, yesh me'ayin.
Anything that they weren't existing before Shabbos, so therefore since they were generated on Shabbos?
No, even if they generated on Tuesday. Because normally you create something that cohabits and you make it. And then either a person gets pregnant or lays an egg or something like that. But there was parvarava. It was a union that created something that creates the next generation.
It's a concern in life. They're not alive.
Concern. It's interesting. I was doing the Yoredeish here today. I was doing the discussion of Belsky's tshuva about the water and
cocoa pods.
The Rabelsky thought they were mutter because they was the Gemara says in Chulin that the sheretz is mishave in the bore, not in a flowing, so then that's not usher. The idea that you need scales and fins, that's only in the river. But if it's mishave in the reservoir, Rabelsky assumed the reservoir is like a bore, so then that's a din, that it's a town in the reservoir, the Ishmaelian, so then it's not Nichlal in the din of Sheretz. So that's a whole discussion.
With similar discussion like fruit or whatever.
And others argued with him. They say that, how do you know? Maybe it was this Hava already in the river, and then it just came into the bore now. How do you know that it was this Hava? So he was assuming that Chazal assumed that it's this Hava Dafka in the stationary place, and anything this Hava in a Kli or in a reservoir that's stationary is mutter. I mean, that's not his kiddush. That's what the Gemara says. His kiddush is to apply it to a reservoir. That's his kiddush. Besides the fact that maybe it's not considered near a lion, which I think is very stubborn. What?
They tell you that it was very much near a lion.
Yeah, but near a lion went.
When I'm taking it out of the faucet,
in other words, is that called, is it near Lay Naim at that point?
I have a brother of Flatbush. He told me at the time this thing was going on, so he took a bottle like this and filled it up with water from the faucet and took it out in the sunlight so you can see it. You have to go look for it, but if you're holding the sun, you can see it.
Well, that's also a question whether near Lay Naim, is Dafka if it's when the sun is shining, or even if it's, as the Marash says, that when the sun is shining, that's not when you look for it. It has to be Nur L'Ainayim even when the sun is not B'Tokfo. So that's a different heter. And whatever, different opinions whether yes, no, whether. So the Rambam, look at the Rambam here on page 6. Says the Rambam, Halacha Gimel, second line, Umutar laharog esakin in b'Shabbos, pipnei shehem min hazeya. The Rambam says it's mutter to kill a kina on Shabbos because it's from zeya, it's from sweat. That's basically yesh miayin. It's not par varova. It's not from an egg. It's not from a union or something like that. And anything that's spontaneously generated is not. There's no chiyuv on. And that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch as well, on page 7. Parash hanikra. Bargus Blushanarov, Osul Hatsudov, El Kenhu Al Basarov, Okso, Osul Hargo. So a parish, that's what you said, a flea. So that's Osul Hargo. But a volcano, bottom line, Mutter Lahargo. But the din is, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the din on page 8. V'hamatle begodav mikidim. Say, in other words, your clothing has, you want to get rid of the mikidim on your clothing. So lo yahagim. You shouldn't kill them. You can't just squeeze it, take it off, because you kill it. Hamolam biyodim zarkan. Well, hamatle rosho. But if you're getting the lice out of your hair, mutal harvim. So then you could even kill the kina. So what's the difference, says the Magen Avraham? Lo yahagim, kevin shemitzuim sham parushim. Because rin shem yarogam kem parushim. In other words, by clothing, it's not only the kinim that are there, it's even the, what you call the fleas. So therefore it's a gzeira then. If you're going to come to kill the kina on your clothing, you'll come to kill the parush as well. But the kinim, so that's why you can't kill. But in the hair, he says it's not motzoi to have the parushim. Yeah, it's not mut. So, for matzal rosho mutar lahargam, because over there it's not motzei. As Rav Gutman explains, it's not motzei the parushim. So anything you hear is a kina. All these things in the hair are kinim. As Rav Gutman said. So therefore, memela what? It's mutter, because it's not part of a rava. And anything that's not part of a rava, you could kill one chop. And then the Prima Godim here has on page 9 he says, "Nitzav b'lo Shabbos kodesh kina, ve'ina yodeh mahu." You see a kina; it looks like a kina, but you don't know for sure. Af the ruba shchichi, ve'ina is a skila lo zlina b'asa ruva al kol kapanim in drabanan. He says, "You don't know for sure, then you can't do it." It's a shalav is a skila. And then there might be some parushim that are mutter. Okay, but that's the issue. Okay. Now, what the question is, how does this fit with modern science? In other words, and therefore with the halacha change, if we assume that modern science would tell us that that kina is part of a rava, right? With modern science, if modern science would tell us that that it is part of a rava, would that change the halacha? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were the Rabelsky things in halacha bay? And then our emotions to have some you know growing in a pay retribution like that.
Yeah. Or, okay, so there's a famous sefer called the Pachad Yitzchak. Now, this generation, no one heard of it because they only heard of the Pachad Yitzchak.
So,
right. Yeah. But this generation, they don't know that. They know only Rav Putin's sefer. But the famous sefer of Pachad Yitzchak comes from Pranti, so that's an encyclopedic work on many areas of Torah, Kadmon. So he has this discussion. And he says something, I mean, he's considered an achron, he's considered something of note. And he has a discussion here about how does this work with the Metzius. What if the science says the Metzius is not what Chazal said by Barbara? How does that work? So basically, he writes a tshuva to this man, Rabbi Yehuda Brill. I wonder if he's related to our friend
Elia.
I just spoke to him today, Mr. Mugatanika.
That's
what he
did.
What? Where should he leave it?
Wherever you want.
Okay, so basically the first part is this fellow Rabbi Yehuda Brill, his question, and then the second part is the Pachad Yitzchak's response.
The end of the 1600s.
End of the 1600s.
Yeah,
1679 to 1756. Yeah, so he's a real Kadmon, you know.
Oh. They have to go away, right?
Yeah. So basically, his approach, Rabbi Yehuda Brill, on page 12, look at the first arrow. B'tshuvoso zos nishalti. So he was first asked, Yehuda Brill was asked, אם בעיס הזו שמול האורץ דס החוקרים העסקונים בדברים האומרים כי כל בעל חי נולד ומסהבה מביצה. In other words, the science of today is saying that nothing just comes, there's no spontaneous generation. Everything comes from something. So, ומסהבה מביצה. So then what's with the halacha now? Are you allowed to kill the kina? Vashivosi, so Rabbi Yehuda Brill says, She'ein l'shanos hadirim hamyusodim al kabbalas kadmonenu b'shvil chok hakiris chokmei umas ha'olam. But just because the scientists say something, we're not going to change the halacha for the chokrim. Well, tira sheharbei min hachokrim machishim b'riyas novar ayin hara v'arang Rabban Kassav Shaddai Listor Devrayim Migmar Mashkoz Indina Osram Amun Al Stei Chaverim. Right? They don't believe in Ayin Hara. And we do. In Sorach Mamma Lavakesh Mimokum Acher Ayin Sotanus Al Pishishna Rabos Al Tsumos Hitas Vikabos Ramoseinu Shal Adme Hazeh Hitbiu Vyasnu Dinu Mishmat Gomor For Edus Demona Etzli. And he gives you other examples about the astronomy, Gagol Kavua, Mazel Choser. Chazal say one way, the scientists say a different way, etc. So we keep to the words of Chazal. So now Rav Yitzchak Lopranti is going to give his response. And this is like very, we got to be careful here. Okay, you ready for this one? Mm-hmm. Page 12 on the left side of the bottom. Chazer horu be'etzma delav kol mili disamru be'gemara mipi ha'kabola haim. He says, not everything, this came up, with the Slifkin thing and all the whole, this was the, so this is very, whatever. Lav kol mila disamra b'gemara mipi ha'kabolahim. But everything was mipi ha'kabolah, we had a Masorah. El nechach mi'Yisrael dibru gam heim lefa'amim mipi ha'sechel v'ha'chakira ha'enoshis. Sometimes they would use their own logic. V'lo mipi ha'kabolah. V'lo kein lam lehem l'hodos hayo lehem l'schazek b'kabolosam. In other words, right, the Gemara says that there was a machlokas between the Chachmei Musa Olam and then the Chazal and Moda. So why should they be Moda? If they have a Kabbalah, they should say, we have a Kabbalah. I don't care what you say. You can you give me a logical proof, page 12, and that's it. But the Gemara says that the Chachmei HaTorah were Moda, the Chazra Hodu. They will came Lam Lehem Lahoros, Hayol Lehem Leskazik Makabalosam, Lulashim. Ibnay call Raya Sumusolam. Vimis Vanedu Ika Ika Khachme Musolam Sovim Copernicus. The Gaul of Kavul, who built us over him, the Gam came, Bochim Hefek, and Zorim, Adam, Kachamal, Mudus, I know, Mathematica, Sheikho, Adam, Lavi, Rias, Barus, Amitius, Mofit, Acha, Onishal, Baldil, Mokum, Lachok, Hoshiv, and Azel, Umber, Mikom, Zel, Umber, Mikom, Kolech, and maybe Rial, and Varv. The Gam, Indian, I heard, the Vietnam, the Hokim, the Gam, Pony, Nilva, we were with the Amiru, Dover, Iron, Horakamoto, etc. So that's what he says. So he basically says that certain things Chazal were just being Mashiach. And therefore, he says something that's, you know, could be viewed as very controversial. That therefore, it could be sometimes a mistake. Even if you're going to assume like this, we're talking about killing lice on Shabbos. So the verse says you ought to kill lice on Shabbos because it doesn't come from eggs, so it's spontaneously generated. So the Gemara says, according to one opinion, spontaneous generated is mutter to kill. So we're discussing now, what if sciences say differently? Does that? So to Rabbi Yehuda Eliezer Brill, he says, so what? We have our Mesorah, who cares what they say? And the Pachet Yitzchak says no. That everything that Chazal said was on Pi Mesorah. Some things were just, they were saying it based on logic. And I mean, this is like very, very, you know, I don't know what you want to say, but, you know, it's definitely a controversial, bold, controversial statement to say. Just a bold, controversial statement to say. But, to say that... Chazal made a mistake. In other words, they based themselves on their own logic, and it could be that just like in the Gemara that says they were chozil chachmi b'sa olam in one case, so this case could be also the same idea.
I mean, there's two, I think, yeah. You could say that the Svara was a mistake, but the Kabbalah about, you know, a lice is a Kabbalah, or you could say it was, I mean, the controversial thing is to say there's no Kabbalah and just say, well, that was a Svara is wrong. So
right, well, that's what he's saying.
I mean,
he's saying that not everything in Shas was based on a Kabbalah. Some things were just based on thought, and now, well, you could say, well, their thoughts were also, you know, because, well, I don't want to chas v'sholom, you know, you have to, this has to be, you know, said over in a very delicate way, you understand, because, and the question is, and what do more modern day poskim say about this Pachad Yitzchak? Or okay, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach on page 14 has a tshuva, a letter about this question. Moshe Hashem Isa v'Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Tazayin Nekina Muter L'Hargo V'Shabbos Satam Muga V'Mishne Brura T'Alfin and Mises Kol Malchai L'Kiyum M'Shchitas Eilim. Right, that's the Gemara. Then you learn how for Shchitas Eilim. Shchitas Eilim is part of Rav, etc. So Rav Misholim V'Malachazu Soser Zdas Achokim. So how does this halacha kayom asovim shekinim boim gam kemi beitzim shavim on days of harakeva? Right? It comes from an egg. The egg was fertilized by zachar nekeva, and then they got a fertilized egg, and they laid the egg, and then that's it. So it's good as par for Rava. Pim had dvarim sosim vaday shadaitam b'teila negadiv v'chazal, shim pim ha'ruchayim. Kashalom shachazal t'chavu v'yachers. So this is what he was asked, Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, "Ulai tama heta shekim zechazal v'neishol onir hadover le'naim." So he said, that's his way out. He wants to say that anything that's not nir le'naim, is kibisha eino. So in the Chanami, you don't have to say that there's a. But we're discussing more killing lice on Shabbos. The Gemara says you can kill lice on Shabbos. If you have lice in your hair, you see a lice, you can squeeze it and kill it. Because So Gemara said it's spontaneously generated. It doesn't come from an egg, or it doesn't come from propagation of a zocher to keva. So if it's only spontaneously generated, the yesh b'yayin, there's no answer hariga. And the question is, well, what about modern science says differently? So we saw in the Sefer Pachet Yitzchak from Yitzchak Lampranti that he quotes from a fellow Rabbi Yehuda Brill that doesn't, we don't care what the Chachmei Ubasol say. We follow Chazal. And the Pachet Yitzchak has this very bold statement saying that no, that anything that, not everything that Chazal said was based on a Masorah. Certain things they were based on their own logic, and certain things could be that it could have been a mistake. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, no mistake. It's just that they view anything that you that that's the simple way out of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. That whatever you can't see is kamisha eno. So it's not like it was spontaneous generated kefira osei eno. And if you say it like that, then because. But the, I don't think the Pachet Yitzchak was saying like that. Whereas the Pachet Yitzchak didn't have to say the way he said it. And this Pachet Yitzchak is the whole question about, you know, this is a very, you know, delicate thing to say, you know, and it's not something we, I'm just saying the, you know. And then in the footnote here goes through, you know, the whole Indian that we say, Akhlali Yadua, on page 15, Lo Nidda Torah Malach Asharis, right, Halacha, you write all the bacteria and the things, right, there's so many things, that doesn't mean anything. That's the discussion about the bugs and things like that. The
bacteria are not part of the problem. Multiply those stuff.
Right.
It's
not a Zohar the Kaver.
Yeah.
So that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say. If you look here on page 25, you'll find it interesting. So Mamela, you know, Rav Yitzchak Lampranti is saying a chumrah that you have to be machmir. Other people could say maybe that's kfira, what he's saying. You know, that was the, this was the, you know, a lot with the Slifkin controversy. You know, could there be, but, you know, it opens up a whole, you know, Pandora's box of questioning, you know. That's why it's, you know, Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that everything has to come from a Masorah. Meaning that's why Rav Soloveitchik was against Chelas. You know, he says from the Beis HaLevi. So it's not from Masorah, then I don't care. Scientists, this, that, it doesn't matter. You have to have a Masorah even to identify. He gave a whole Yortzeit shiur against why the Beis HaLevi argued with the Radzina Rebbe about Chelas.
How could Osniel ben Kenaz restore halachos which were forgotten without a Masorah then?
Well,
right from the beginning we have...
You have we talk Pilpulo, the word says, right? It's more Tazayin, right? But certain things is not Shayach Pilpul, it's either this, it's like an identification of something.
If you're going to identify a bird for kashrus or something like that, I hear the svar of a Masorah. But the tchelis, there's no downside. If it's not, it's not. So, but it doesn't make the tzitzis possible. You're better off, so it's something there is.
Yeah, but... So Rav Goodman said to me once, he didn't think... I mean, was then you just make a... You know, I think others say that's not even called a suffix. It's not even a latest of suffix. That's the...
Not
in other words, tchelis.
You could put it both ways.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me one. Radzina tchelis before. Somebody gave me a Rosina Anikel then and gave me a gift.
Yeah,
I went over to her plate and I asked him, I said, consulting the rice. He says, Gordon is consulting.
Right. So that's the...
But the current one's based on archaeology. I don't know where that would lead Rosina.
Yeah, no, but Salvation would say that's not Masorah.
Even if it's archaeology,
then... Masorah.
What?
Masorah. Right, but I think that Rav Salvation would not... Oh, so then... So that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. He thinks the answer to this whole question is that, yeah, there's not a spontaneous generation that we could see. We can't see the egg. But, so that's why... They said it's ki'ilu, that it's not there. And therefore the halakha will still apply. The kula of Harakin and Shabbos will still apply. V'chein das Rav Chaim Kanievsky, page 25, derech sichuk, chikotam al divrei hachokrim, divrei hevel. Ma she'ein ro'im k'derech haragilu she'parim harabim zedikra she'ein parim harabim. Right, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. Ma she'ein ro'im al-deim, meskukum shlom ez zedikra parim harabim. Yeah. But what does Rav Yashiv say? What does Rav Yashiv say about this? Rav Yashiv is always machmir. Always machmir, but he was noita machumra, Rav Yashiv. That's why it works out good. The Rav Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Rav Moshe in America where you need coolness, and he put Rav Yashiv in Me'esh Orem where you need chumras. If it would have been the opposite, it wouldn't have worked that well. So he says, "V'ilu das hagrish al yashiv l'hachmer b'zeh." V'tamal kevad yamenu yadua shehim parv rabim. Efshar shemizman hagemara hayasuk kinim macherim. So his approach is to say, "No, who says the kinim of today, the lice of today, are the same as the lice of the time of the Gemara, and therefore the lice of today is different." In other words, the lice of the Gemara maybe was in a not with the Riyasinayim thing. He's working with that the lice of today is not the same as the lice of the Gemara. Lice of the Gemara taka was mutter, and today we have different lice. And the lice of today is par varava, so therefore you can't kill Akina.
Who says this? Rav Shlomo Zalman?
Rav Yashiv.
Rav Yashiv.
Right, so he says Luchumra. So basically he's saying the same sock of the Pachet Yitzchak would love Mitamei. Milu dasa grishal yoshim l'hachmer v'zeh v'tamu t'kevin d'miyameinu yadua sheheim parim v'ravim efshem v'zman ha'gemor ha'yasug kinim acherim sheheim nodu me'azeya v'chein yesh l'hachmer v'kinim elu yun v'sefer orach ha'shabes v'zeh v'kachosov Rav Avigdor Nevinsol v'atzkemol v'sefer shtanus avoyim תקמול גם באחבר שחצי מוסר וחצי מן האדום אינו מוקר למדון לזמננו כי יש לא מעט הקהילים אשר בזמן חזר היו קהילים אחרים. So that's another approach. So you have a lot of different approaches here of how to deal with this. You have the Riyasinayim approach, you have the mistake approach, you have the different Keenim approach. So that's what he writes here. This is a very good sefer, Yidum Halacha from Rav Shlomo Zalman Shmaya. So he writes, Yidin is Bar Beis Mahalchim, Shonim, the sefer Yidum Halacha, Halachmim Zah. That's a pachet Yitzchak, Shem Shalom Adil, Hoyo Chachmei Yisrael, Shomim, Ledivrei Chachmei Umos, Hayim Modim Lahem. That was, they didn't know what the Chachmei Umos had to say. So if they would have heard from the Chachmei Umos, just like what the Gemara says, certain times they heard from the Chachmei Umos, and then they said, okay, you're telling me we're wrong, so we'll be chosebo. So he says the same thing maybe over here. He said, it's amig mitzvar, kabarosa d'tztach, l'chodos v'nemar, d'chachamim ta'u b'zeh. Maybe my domer g'mar l'gabim machlok l'chaim yisroch, l'gabim gongol chozer o hamazolos, right? It's an astronomical discussion. Amru nirim d'vreim b'dvareinu, they said. I am psachim tani dal. Their words are more valid than our words. They were chosimo. So, you know, I can come to the das rova poskim lishlol deyazu begamri, right? Because this approach is, and then he writes mahalach sheni is that it's the it's not the same kingdom as that. he quotes here in the Sefer Torah and Melachos on page 28 from the Sefer Chut Shani, that's from this in the Kirelis. The Chut Shani, the Hetzah Bekidl Hargum Mishum Shainim Parvaram Veleka Minatora Isim Argros, and Rabban Gozu Mokhat Sahitira, Valkinim Shos Banayin Tzarech Inahim also Min Avaram Khan. Hazina Shakinim Shos Banayin Matil Beitzim, Ibn Parvaram and Mosul Hargum. So he passes the chumra. So he also passes the chumra. So this is you see, if it would only be this issue, you know, but this is like a very broad, you know, Hashkafa issue, it gets to the core, you know, the core of a lot of things, you know, because once you're saying that, then it opens a Pandora's box, you know, if they were mistaken on this, or who says they're not mistaken about this, you know, so it's a very, I wouldn't have even Xeroxed it if it wouldn't be from the Pachas Yitzchak, but, you know.
The Shechter once quoted the Stei Achemet under the Furish of the Talmud, who had he quoted a whole series of posts who had a similar approach. I don't want to say the public, what they basically said is that they just quoted the best medicine in their day and Gittin and
Brahma. Right, that's brought down that we don't use the medicines of Chazal. But, okay, that's like, okay, the Shtanot volume, this, we don't use, but this is telling us a halacha. You know, whether you're allowed to kill Akina B'Shabbos.
They didn't change it the other way either. Marshal Shabbos, you have Kli Rishon. We're all beginning Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. Fire, people cooked on a fireplace. Everything was more or less the same temperature. So, you know, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni was the same. Today, it's totally different.
So, you're saying what?
I'm saying that when you see the Chazal didn't. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, somebody should have come up with a thing. Instead of Paskini, Klisheni, Klishlishi, this temperature.
Should be the temperature, not in the. But Tosa says because Klisheni is already on the descent. So even though it's hotter, but it's on the descent, so then it doesn't have.
Vashal or not, you see that it's a Klisheni today, but with today's technology, you can have a Klisheni that's hotter than a Klisheni was from a fireplace.
Right. There's a piece in the Chasam Sofer that Rav Gutman quotes in his Sefer on page 17. That he says that he's on the right side. The first word was Shmartim Vasisim, Kihi Choch Maschem Uvinoschem, Leine Hamim. Ramu Kol Hagoyim, Rakam Chochem Vinovo Hagoy Hagodal Hazeh, Hare Atarosh Hakofel Posit Hazeh, Shagay, Haskeinim Torah, Yikro Leinu Shem Chacham Uvinovo, Vinim Mezeki, Beemese, Vator Shalonu, Humaat Hakomus, Kosim Soch Eze Zipur Maisim, Shover, Eze Mitzvah, Chukim Mishpotim, He says, obviously, you have to know a lot of different chokhmas to understand Torah. Right? You have to know Hilchos Treifas. Rav Shechter said that the Vilna Gaon wanted to study medicine so he could understand Hilchos Treifas. We made a ניתוח האופן היו סדק ועומק שתלווים מלכך מסה מוזיקה כך חמוק את הישראל וידיעת וידיעת הארץ and all these things but these things are not in the Torah, how are we going to know these things and to understand Torah you have to know these things תאומה שיש להם כל אלו חכם וחיבור רבים הכוכן לא מסופים כל אלו והשם אמר so how does it work? How are we going to understand Treifus if we don't know science? and the Torah doesn't say it. So what are we supposed to use the... So the Al-Kulchein Limbo, Mr. Frame, Al-Kulainu, Hashem Amor, Vigisimo, Yom Malayla. Rabbi Chazal, Pidol, Don't Azula. Shol, Umal, Umal, Chacham, Zivonitz, Shev, Li, Mishasha, Edel, Yom Malayla. So he's obviously anti any secular book. So he says, so how's it going to work? You have to understand secular knowledge, to understand parts of Torah, Kiddush HaChodesh, Trefus, but then we're not allowed on. So the simple shot of some say the Chochmah Zivonis doesn't mean just that many secular, it means Nafka, you know, some philosophy, different things that could be kfir, that's how some explain it. But he's saying, you can be either call a Torah, La Torah, Aldav Hemeki im Sazim Erko with our Saim Rachva, Aruke he met me the Khan Mizamil Kokoch with Bolum, Mala, Bamado Vimahor, Shal Nimrus, the Minusa, the Tevuse. He says, so his approach is that it's all Merumas in the Torah, all the Chachmas that you need to know. I guess for certain people, they could. So that's what Rav Gumbel wants to quote, this idea that, you know, saying that everything has to come from the Torah, we can't rely on any Chachmah. I don't know how it's going to fit with that Gemara. The Gemara that says that the Chachmei, the Chazal will mode it to the Chachmei of Musa Olam.
Which, where is that Gemara?
Psachim.
Sadigal. Was that about astronomy?
Yeah.
That was about astronomy.
So Rav Gutman has a piece here where he writes on page 21 that, so he asked this question. Mashahevi apachet Yitzchak Raya, Bigram Psachim, Reading Galgal Kavu, Mazol, Skozim, Shanechu, Chacham Yisrael, Pachem Yisrael, Hozu Chacham Yisrael, Devreim. Shem Yisrael, Machol, Kuim Shem Shovim, Holach, Malayla, Tach, Kim. What happens to the sun at night? Where does the sun go? So he says that they had a good time in the logical argument they won out, but they're still wrong. So
torpedo is that? In other words, was that the Beit Tom put a very key torpedo of that idea that?
Yes, yeah, right. So that's what he's saying. And then he says that some want to say it about Riyasinayim. So then he quotes this Chasam Sofer that, you know. But, you know, it's a very delicate line of, you know. So I guess the safest approach is what Rav Yashiv said. Well, maybe it could be different. Or you could say what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, Rav Seinayim. But to do that with the Pachik Yitzchak, then you're getting to something that... Even though the Pachas Yitzchak wasn't afraid to say that, even though in certain circles that would be called mamish kfir, to say so.
I have no problem. So, I mean, so the Pachas Yitzchak, was he just reacting to someone else? Like, did he think about the actual what halacha? Like, where did he say that you should be machmir him?
Well, he's responding to this fellow.
Right, but I feel like he's responding saying it's not that he's saying it.
He says
that not everything in the Gemara is...
Right, so therefore... Right.
Was he actually saying this case is not?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Then
he says... Yeah, 1 second, let's see. Yeah. what he seems to imply.
Because it's like, is the Alpha Bee Dinage was far, is he just like saying that he doesn't agree with the whole Svara because he just, he's not as Haredi as the person who made the...
I don't know. It seems to say that it seems to imply that he says we shouldn't be making anymore for because we know it's for Rava. Just like Rav Lagashev. But Rav Lagashev said there's not going to be any but this is a very fundamental discussion. But you have to be very careful and how to say it and how to present it and how and the ramifications of it.
Is the Pachad Yisrael only saying a chumra? Like, would he,
would he say anything lakula?
Yeah. The Ayin Hara case, I mean, that's, that would be lakula.
there's no din of Ayin Hara.
Yeah, but, I don't.
Yeah. Okay. But so,
which Shlomo's on our back? When he said that the Miranius and I am versus that if you see it, then it's Peruvu. But if you don't see it, even though it may be Peruvu, it's
considered halachically
that it's not Peruvu because you can't see it.
Right.
And he doesn't deny the microscope. He just says that halachically it's ignored.
Right. So if you don't see it, it doesn't help you halach exist.
But what about when they had when they discovered after the water and they did this thing with it? They discovered the microorganisms in the water and accepted a letter in the base medrash that you can't drink the city.
So not everyone agreed. Rabelski didn't agree with that.
Rabelski is...
Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, who's a big Rashi in Torah. I think Artskoll just came out with the book. Yeah. But he was the...
The co-posek for the OU together with the
Shet. Right.
So that was a split between them.
Right.
And then who is the tiebreaker? Rabbi Ganesh. He's the tiebreaker. That's what Rosh Hashanah told. No, I'm just saying. What do you do? What did the OU do then? If you had
so they went. In this case, they went Lachumra.
They went Lachumra.
Okay, but that's you can listen. I gave the shiur this morning to my Yoredeya. Told me to stop. Of the water. Okay.